respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 1st of October, 719, 59 degrees on our way to 73 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lisa Fuller, and to preview the Gary Fuller Shootout coming up on October the 19th, so just about here. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing really good today.
Outstanding. What has you so good this morning?
It's October 1st, and the weather is absolutely beautiful. Yeah. I cannot complain one bit.
That's good for us. And then you also have the Gary Fuller Shootout coming up now in less than 3 weeks.
Right.
Less than three
I
weeks
know.
Away.
This is when I kind of started getting a little panicky, like, okay. You might see me flying around town doing stuff.
Well, you have
picking
been active.
Prizes.
Yeah, you've been active and busy, you know, getting things set to go. And you've got a lot of folks that join you in making this a big event coming up October 19th, don't you?
I couldn't do it without all the sponsors, the volunteers, and just the shooting, the people who come and participate. I mean, it's a lot. I made a list last year. I sat down and made a list of everything, and I've got like three pages, you know, of people who've donated prizes, donated to my silent auction, those that just come out and help. It takes a lot of people to run this thing, but I have great people.
Who do you have helping you out with this?
Oh, gosh.
Or is that a bad question to ask?
No. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 volunteers that come out. And, you know, we have the three shooting stations. That's the main event, is we've got the shooting stations where we come out and you go to each station and you try your hand at shooting some of those little round orange clay targets. And so each station, I have about three, sometimes four people, depending on the station, at each one of those. And then up in the shop area where we have the silent auction, I have some people up there. Nicole Mock, she kind of handles the silent auction. She's gracious enough to give her phone number out to people who can't be there. So she runs around and writes their names down and keeps them up to date on what everything is bringing. And then, of course, family, you know, got my sons Logan and Lane and their wives, Shelby and Iva, and then my nephews, Tyler Peterson, his wife, they sit up there, they work stations, you know, the list is long, and I'm always recruiting people to come out and help. Takes a lot, and I've got, you know, there's always food at this event, so our friends Keith and Denise Foster, they help out, and this year we're going to have a taco bar, tacos, nachos, and queso. So that's going to be that. Nice. And anyone's welcome to come out for lunch, brunch. That one is just basically a donation type thing. You come out and eat a meal. And we try to have something, it's kind of a family day. It's fun just to come out and sit and watch these guys try their hands. And we do have a kids station. We've got some little Daisy BB guns, and I usually have some young kids. I got to get on kind of finding those guys to come and help. They manhandle all those little kids with those little BB guns. They try to shoot the targets. So in our shooting, we have two divisions, adult and kids, and 17 and under is the kids division. The winners of those two divisions are going to receive a really nice gun by a couple of great sponsors I have, the CK Outfitters. They're going to sponsor the champion adult shooter. They're going to get a TriStar over and under 12-gauge gun. And then our friends at Front Runner Outdoors, Dalton Meyer and his buddies, they run an outfitting company here in Emporia. They're sponsoring the youth gun for us. And then again, more sponsors, because I've got nice prizes for second and third place. Our friends at Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports, they sponsor some prizes as well. I could be on here for like 30 minutes or more.
Yeah, you probably could.
I absolutely could.
You know, the silent auction, everybody can participate in, as well as that lunch you have. And what's it cost to get involved in the shooting aspect of things, Lisa?
So on the shooting side, we call it one round of shooting. There's three stations, and that's $30. And then for those that want to improve their score, because obviously scores matter, it's $10 for an additional round. So if you don't like your score in the knockout, you can go back and sign up for another knockout and come out and try your hand again to improve your score. Or you can just buy another whole round and go try it again. I have a lot of people that do that, and it's a great day. Usually the weather is great, and I'm getting on that nervous side of things where I'll start watching the weather here. I'll start seeing how far out I can go on weather. So it's basically $30. You bring your own shells. I do have some shells available for purchase, and just in case you run out. I don't want anybody to run out because I want everybody to have fun. And then the silent auction, obviously, you just come out and sign up for the things that you want. The lunch, the meal is a donation only. I recommend bringing at least 3 or 4 boxes of shells, because people will call me and ask me, well, how many shells do you need? Well, one one station, you're going to get 25 shots, so you need 25, and the other one you get 24 shots. And then the knockout, well, it just depends on how many times you think you need to shoot to try to beat out the guy next to you.
Sure. Lisa Fuller talking about the Gary Fuller Shootout coming up October 19th. Well, let's talk about why you're doing all this, Lisa, where the proceeds go.
So the why, let's do the why. The proceeds of all this goes to local. I've branched it out to local youth activities. When we started out, obviously, the namesake Gary, we did the 4-H side of things, and we've kind of branched out from that. I think this is pretty incredible. We've had such success that we started giving scholarships away to 4-H seniors. And basically, there's no application fee. We just choose seniors who've been involved in the 4-H program, and they just go above and beyond, you know, exhibiting their projects. I look for kids who are mentoring or helping other kids that are going to excel in their projects. And so in 22, we gave out 5 scholarships, and they were $500 each. And in 23, we gave out 4. And this year, 24 seniors, I think we're looking at about 5 scholarships, and all of those were $500 each. So obviously we're having great success if we can do that. And we sponsor prizes at the county fair, the trophy memorial belt buckles. There's 8 of those total. The grand and reserves in each of the 4 species, they win a buckle possessing the Gary Fuller Memorial name. Prizes at the Gary Fuller Spring Classic. And then I told you we branched out some, so I've got kids in the local FFA program. And, I mean, why not? We have the money, so let's give those kids some money, too. So it doesn't even just, you know, I say even the greater Lyon County area, you know. And we have some counties that have shooting sports teams now, like high school shooting teams. Northern Heights had one. I know Council Grove does. And, you know, if they just give me a call and they want me to sponsor some stuff, that I'm more than happy, because that's what we're doing this for, is just to help out the kids.
How did you settle on a shooting sports event, Lisa? Because I know there's a number of different ways to honor your late husband. What was it about shooting sports that really struck you and really seems to have struck a chord with a lot of people?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that when we had time to do fun activities and stuff, you know, Gary and the boys, they would go out. They liked hunting and that kind of stuff. And clay targets was just something you could set up on a Sunday afternoon, and you could just have fun and just try your hand. So we would go do that sometimes over Thanksgiving. my whole family, when they came, you know, you got to have something for all these boys to do. And it was all boys, you know, mostly. I have two nieces, but they don't live around here. So it became kind of a deal where we'd set up the little hand thrower, because that, at that time we had the hand throwers. Somebody was the thrower, and everybody got their hand at trying to shoot the clay. So we've just kind of done that. And it just seemed like a unique thing to do, and it was special to, you know, all of our family.
Well, how do people get signed up, Lisa? How can we participate?
Well, we've got the Facebook page.
Okay.
Registration will be on site that day. I don't do pre-registrations because you might wake up and decide you want to come out, and I don't want anybody to feel like they can't come out. So that is that. You can get a hold of me on Messenger. You can get a hold of me on Facebook. You can call me. We'll talk about that phone number in a minute. There's two other things that I wanted to mention. Youth are our big thing, and our friends at Prairie Land Partners are going to go ahead and give us a lifetime hunting license to award to one of our youth shooters. And that's just, you know, you bring your kids out and they can shoot, you know, shoot one round and their name goes in the hat if they're eligible, because some kids already have them. And, you know, that hunting license is around, I don't know, $450 or $500 for one of those. And once you possess that, you have it for life. And then Nick Ross out there and Brendan Hansen, they're going to give one of our youth kids a quail hunt in the Flint Hills for the 2025 season. We've got a lot of people who really, really want to get kids outside, outdoors. You know, kind of reminds me of Phil Taunton, you know, what's in outdoors. We want to get kids outdoors, and we want them to be doing things. And all these people are stepping up, and they want to help do that. And if anybody wants to donate, I have a lot of cash donations, too, and we use that money to pay for a variety of things, and we just put it into the deal, and it helps go towards the scholarships mostly. What have I forgotten? What have I forgotten here?
Well, I don't know.
You should see my table.
I was going to say, if you forgot anything, we can definitely bring you back on here in about a week or so, and you can kind of continue.
Well, Lisa's coming back on the 15th.
There you go.
So Lisa will be back.
So I have one last thing to ask. We are also going to add one more little thing, because we need more stuff to do here. We got together and we decided that there's a young man who's in a fight for his life down in Opie. His name is James Nunley, and he's a 10-year-old, and he has had a relapse of his cancer. He fought it pretty tough, and then it's back. So we are donating. We've got a gun that's been donated to us, and we're going to start selling raffle tickets this Friday for a lever-action type rifle, and all of the proceeds for that are going to go to James and his family. You're going to get a hold of me. There'll be more details on Facebook. I'll be able to take cash, check, Venmo. So look for details. I'll have some signs coming out. This just kind of hatched yesterday. And we're going to sell those raffle tickets. It's going to be a different format. We're just going to go $5 for one ticket, or you can buy 20. For $20, you can get 5 tickets. And we're just going to sell as many tickets for that as we can. We'll have that also at our event on October 19th, so we'll have that going on. And so we're just hoping we've got some great gun raffles. I'm not talking about those just yet, but those things, there's going to be some really nice firearms there. And of course, you know, Facebook kind of limits what I can share, so I usually push the limit on that one. And try to share at least one picture or something so I don't get in too much trouble. But you're going to get, there's going to be probably at least three, the potential to sign up for a deck of cards game, and a silent auction is going to have a really nice firearm. There'll be 11 total chances to win that one. So we've got a lot of stuff going. Just watch that Facebook page, the Gary Fuller Memorial Facebook page, and watch my page. I try to share everything public so that people can share it, because that's how we get the word out. And I'll be back on with you guys in 2 weeks, and I'll probably have some more details.
I bet you will.
And So call me. My phone number, 620-341-2829, is a good way to get a hold of me. And if you know Lane or Logan, you can also call them. One of them might be in a semi driving down the road. The other one's probably going to be feeding cattle. So I try to be the contact. So anyway,
well, we appreciate your time, Lisa. We'll be in touch.
Thank you so much for having us on here. We got a lot going on.
Yes, indeed you do. Thank you. Lisa Fuller talking about the annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout coming up October 19th. And speaking of the fundraiser for the James Nunley family, Chuck, we'll have Angela and Michael on with us tomorrow morning, it looks like.
Yes, sir.
Around 8:20, our Newsmaker 2 segment to talk about James, who is battling leukemia for the second time.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for James, the family, and the friends. There's been a huge outpouring of support the first time when James went through leukemia, and it's